Hello.
Hello, good evening, Miss Caitlin. Miss Caitlin, please.
This is her mother.
Okay, ma'am, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. Could you be so kind, miss, and share your opinion on women's rights here in the United States about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be brief. Is that okay with you? It's just a survey. You think you can?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, first of all, miss, this survey is completely verbatim, and I don't want to insult your intelligence at all. I'm not trying to do it, but I have to read everything the way it is. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, I'm sorry for that question. What is the year of your birth?
I'm old.
Okay, the reason I have to, you don't have to answer that, okay? Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay, what is your race?
American.
I mean, would that be white, black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Island?
Mutt.
I'm sorry?
It would be mutt.
What is that? I don't know. What is that? I mean, the reason I'm asking this question...
Okay, all right. Go to this. We'll do it really quick. America, melting pot. Bunch of different nationalities. There's
okay.
One race. That would be the human race. All
okay.
The different nationalities or something else. I am human.
Okay.
And I live in America.
Okay. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future?
Negative.
What about the future of the country?
Negative.
What about the future of the planet?
In the middle.
Would that be negative or positive?
In the middle of both.
Okay. Let's move forward so I can get you back to the evening. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of
almost
power.
Almost none.
So from 0 to 10, where 0 is no power at all, 10 means a lot of power. You may choose any number.
2.
2. Okay. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Immigration, crime, healthcare, gun violence, mental health, economy and cost of living, national security, racism and discrimination, education, abortion access, climate change, student loans.
Wow. I would say education.
Okay.
And I would say discriminatory practices against women. And I would say healthcare.
Okay.
And I would say,
Okay, thinking about
this. Throw those.
Okay, I got those. Thinking about this chapter of your life right now, at this point, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or your education?
At this point in my life, it has to be physical because I'm physically fading away, as well as worrying about my children. So those 2 things.
Okay, thank you. Now, what about, I need one more, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships.
Been there and done all that.
Okay. But you sound very young. I'm sorry. That's how I was asking you. Okay, so
I'm 50.
You're my age. I'm from 72. Okay, so let's move forward. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three: your personality, your spiritual religious beliefs, your sexual orientation, your profession, being American, being a woman, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being young, your hobbies or interests. Which
all of the above, except for the racism thing. I don't segregate by race.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Moving forward. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most? You may choose up to two of the following: hope, exhaustion, happiness,
hate.
Pride. Okay.
Hate.
Oh, wow. I don't have that on here. I have disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, dread, pride, happiness, exhaustion, or hope.
No, severe, absolute, total hate. Because they're all a bunch of greedy little shits.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A: our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B:
no.
Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C: our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
Thank you. Moving forward. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to read: not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, the two-party system, power-hungry politicians seeking control, corporate money has too much influence, systemic racism, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, division, and gridlock between political parties. Which do you feel?
I still want to go with the old white men one.
Okay.
They have the old boys mentality.
Okay. Okay. Now.
So I really, really want to go with that one.
What matters here is your opinion. That's what matters here, okay? Now, how much do you trust the fallen to make a change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The Congress.
Not at all.
Congress.
Not at all.
Your state government.
Not at all.
President Biden.
Definitely not at all.
What about the Supreme Court?
Not at all.
What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
Those, yeah, some.
Somewhat. What about ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
The problem with proposed laws that the public votes directly is that it gets in the hands of the politicians.
Okay.
And that changes them. Because then the bills get filled with what's called pork.
Okay.
Which is why you end up paying $300 for a hammer, and we have some place called Area 51.
Okay. So would that make you feel a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Make you trust?
Not at all, because it gets twisted.
Okay. What about your city government?
Do you live in Delaware?
No. I'll be honest. I am in the United States, but I'm not in Delaware.
All right. Well, Delaware is originally where Biden came from.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the little perverted pedophile that he is.
A lot of... I don't know if the first time I heard that. Okay. But, so your city government, you don't trust them at all?
Not at all. Not in this state.
Okay, let's move. I'm almost done. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. Okay, like voting, signing petition. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is this very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
No, it just pisses me off.
Can you maybe mention one of the ones that I mentioned? Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to participate in civic participation?
Not at all motivating.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service.
Oh, that would highly motivate me to protest against.
Okay. What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
I don't think they should take it into consideration anyway.
So
I think that each person applying for college, it should be done off their work, not what race they are.
Okay, okay. Now, would that very motivate you, somewhat motivate you to participate, somewhat motivating, or not at all motivated?
Well, I have an opinion, so somewhat motivated.
Okay. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. How do you feel about that? Would that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
Okay. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following, sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Likely.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
What about attending a protest?
I've done that on multiple occasions.
So would that be to, are you likely to participate in the fun? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely? Those are the choices.
Very likely.
What about contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Very likely.
Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Boycotting a company?
Absolutely likely.
What about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
I've done that.
So is that very likely or somewhat likely or not very likely or not at all?
Very likely.
What about signing a petition?
Very likely.
Okay, moving forward, because we're almost done. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have it made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Your voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have time to vote. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles?
Well, let's see. It would be three different things that I heard you say. One of them would be...
Would you like me to repeat the list again? I'd be more than glad to.
I'm trying to phrase it. One would be, okay, so you have Republican, Democratic, and then you have the independent ballots, okay? You have the three different political parties. You with me so far?
Yes, I'm...
Those are the three major ones. There's actually two more out there. But the three major ones, if you don't have a candidate for that particular voting election in your, so like in the primaries, if there's not a liberal in there, or an independent in there, you can't vote.
Oh, wow.
If the candidate is Republican or Democrat and you're one of those political parties, you can vote. But if you're registered independent, and one of the parties in the primaries is not an independent, you can't vote in the primaries.
Oh, wow.
So there's the first problem.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
Yeah, but like what Matt is saying, I am not allowed to, give my opinion at all. I'm just allowed
right.
to, okay.
So there's that. And then there's the one where neither of the candidates that I don't agree with either of the candidates.
Okay, so I could write down the the candidates didn't represent your values?
Or I wasn't allowed to vote because my candidate wasn't in one of the...
Okay, I understand. What I could put right here is none of the above because you faced other obstacles that wasn't on the list, correct?
All right, go for it.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm almost done, ma'am. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system?
Hello? I'm neutral on that.
Okay. You're neutral. So... So that would cause you to engage a lot less or a little less. What would you say?
A little less.
A little, okay. What about the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer.
I agree we should make our communities stronger and safer, but see, you're saying the one word, anything fucking Biden is no good. There's something hidden in it somewhere.
Okay.
So no, I'm really hoping and praying that somebody assassinates the motherfucker, okay?
Okay. Okay.
There's a lot of anger there.
That would cause you to engage a lot less, correct?
Correct.
Now, we've seen hardworking people rise up to union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Does that cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Well, less.
Okay. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two: local TV news station, Instagram, TikTok, podcast, Twitter, news or information articles online, YouTube, Facebook, national TV news stations, international news outlets, or other?
Other.
Like what, ma'am? If you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking. There's on media, on the internet, there's one that will actually tell you the truth.
So that would be news or informational articles online, correct?
Correct.
Okay, moving forward. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to business, finance, health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, government, politics, hobbies, tics or hacks, humor, meme, sports, shows, movies, music, science, technology.
All of the above except for the beauty one. I don't do that.
Okay. And now the last questions, ma'am, are just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
And I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, four, something else?
Hetero.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced,
married,
or widow? Married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Nope, not anymore.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Registered Republican, but I'm an independent.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm down the middle.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Permanently disabled.
Okay. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or you did not vote?
I voted and I put none of the above.
Okay. And
because I didn't like any of them.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Just an estimate.
I don't know. Around 50, I guess.
Okay. And Miss, you know what? This concludes my survey. I honestly got to say, I've had fun talking to you. You've been very interesting. I'm serious. Your responses have been very interesting. Something out of the
ordinary.
Yeah, there you go. Something out of the ordinary. Okay. I do appreciate you taking your time and enjoy the rest of the evening. Okay.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye bye.